Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sean Sachs, senior researcher, joins us on the line. How are you, Sean?
Great, thanks, Kathy. How are you?
All right, thank you. Can I please ask you to speak up? I'm not sure why you sound so very far away. Sean, can you please, I thought it would be interesting to look at the effects of coronavirus on NGOs.
Well, it's actually been very interesting because with the news cycle being dominated by corona and COVID, we've actually seen a lot of anti-Israel NGOs or so-called humanitarian NGOs adopt their agenda and change their message so that it becomes more, if you want to call it, corona-friendly.
Interesting.
So I'll give you some really blatant examples. We know, whether we agree with it or not, one of the things that is very important is making sure that there is travel restrictions. You see it in South Africa where there's especially in the beginning, there were travel restrictions between provinces. Europe shut down its borders, Israel, etc. It was actually one of the basic building blocks to making sure that the infection didn't spread was preventing people from going from different places.
Yeah.
Now, Israel has maintained a blockade over Gaza, ensuring that anyone who comes in and out is monitored and making sure that no harmful substances that can be used for building missiles and bombs goes into Gaza. But an Israeli-based NGO actually went to the UN and complained that Israel was not allowing free access to and from Gaza because of corona.
Oh, wow.
So it's the exact opposite of what should be done, but still Israel was being blamed for it. Another example, an Israeli NGO by the name of B'Tselem, which is regarded as a premier human rights organization, they complained that Israel was discriminating against Palestinians over the age of 50 and not letting them come into Israel to work. Now, we all know that people 50 and above are generally regarded as in some type of extra danger with regards to corona. So
Matt,
by imposing a travel restriction on people over 50, Israel is actually trying to prevent the spread of corona in Palestinian areas. But according to a human rights NGO, that was Israel discriminating against people over the age of 50.
Do they have a room where they actually get people to sit down and try and think up ideas like this instead of looking at the facts on the ground?
It's interesting that you mention that because one of the things we saw coming out over and over again was the fact that Israel was being blamed across the board by a variety of organizations all using the same language. And it was a lot of the time they were just recycling old messages.
Yeah.
Especially in Gaza is an open air prison. There's no travel. Everything is bad. Everything that happens
time,
is always Israel's fault.
Yeah.
And the messages were almost identical to, what they'd used before, but now they were just saying, well, it's corona related. Israel is doing bad things and it's corona related.
Was, when you were saying how interesting it is that they all use the same language, you know, it's basically the same message that's just passed around from NGO to NGO to NGO. And these are NGOs that obviously have an agenda to demonize Israel. So they'll find one thing and then they'll all use the same message, the same language in which to communicate that.
Right. We've seen that, and we've seen so many examples of that. Within the Palestinian Authority, there are also a number of NGOs that work at an international level against Israel. In fact, one of those NGOs, by the name of Al-Haq, got together with a British NGO called Medical Aid for Palestinian, and they put out this very large document speaking about the medical issues in East Jerusalem hospitals. And one of their very first recommendations goes against all thinking with regards to corona, because what did they say? More Palestinians should be allowed in and more people should go into the Palestinian hospitals, which goes against everything we've been told, because you want to have less people in the hospital so they can deal with the more extreme cases.
Right.
But according to the anti-Israel narrative, if Israel maintains a great threshold within hospitals, that is discriminating against Palestinians.
Yeah, in a great irony, I mean, I remember seeing figures saying that the COVID-19 rate, infection rate in Gaza was extremely low. Extremely, extremely
yes.
low. Which means that by allowing, you know, Palestinians into Israel to work is actually putting them at risk. So it works the other way around.
Right.
You know, sometimes you just got to use your brain and say that people are doing the right thing because it's the right thing. instead of looking for points. Anyhow, what did you want to say, Simon?
No, I wanted to corroborate exactly what you were saying, Kathy, that the stats have borne out that the Arab population in the West Bank and Gaza are significantly at lower risk than Israelis. And in fact, according to sources that I was reading, but who knows what's true anymore or not, that Abbas himself had asked for the closure so that Palestinians wouldn't be infected because they didn't have the wherewithal to provide the adequate care that perhaps Israel could. So it's just insane that there's this conspiracy coming out of the side.
It's not only that. Even the United Nations, which is no friend of Israel, was only full of praise with regards to the way Israel is cooperating with the Palestinian Authority to make sure that medical supplies are coming in, to make sure that to make sure that lockdown is held in the right places at the right time and maintains some sense of normalcy. But even though the UN is saying that, we have many of these NGOs who are blaming anything and everything on Israel. If Israel is cooperating with the Palestinian Authority, well, they're doing it for their own benefit. If Israel is trying to prevent the spread of disease, well, they're maintaining an illegal blockade. It doesn't matter what Israel does. Sometimes they will always be wrong.
That's what I'm hearing from you loud and clear. There's no winning here.
Sean Sachs, it won't be the last time that we speak, but thank you very, very much for having time or making time in your busy day to speak to Simon and I and, of course, to our listeners.
Thanks very much. Good to be here. I'll speak to you again soon.
All right. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Sean Sachs. He's a senior researcher at NGO Monitor.